Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you're listening to another great episode. We're going to have an archive clip this morning, and so we're going to play that, and we pray that you had a great week, that you're staying safe, and that you're taking advantage of this social distancing. You know, this Corona 19 virus is really devastating throughout the whole country, so I want you to be mindful and take care of yourself in such a time as this. So, you know what the steps are. Keep your hands washed with sanitizer, and stay a safe distance from friends and loved ones. And the ones that's in the house, it's okay because you're in that house with them. But Lisa, when you go out, you want to be very mindful of being safe. And then now we're gonna have a section from our previous shows called A Kingdom Call.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in our lives on tonight. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a kingdom call, because it is absolutely kingdom time. Can I get a witness? It is kingdom time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I hear somebody in the house. Hallelujah. Well, we are excited to be on tonight. We are excited that you are with us tonight. Hallelujah. And as always, we ask you to take a moment and text your sister, your brother, your coworker, your in-laws, your outlaws, your haters. Text them all and let them know that Kingdom Call is on, and for them to dial in or to log on and get plugged in with us tonight. We are excited. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great and awesome things that he is doing. Is he doing anything good and great and awesome in your lives on tonight? Amen. Somebody need to say something.
Amen. God is good. I'm still among the men of the living.
Amen. Talk to me then. Tonight is wonderful, awesome Wednesday night, and we are going to open up the lines to allow people to talk about and to share the goodness of the Lord. Amen. That we are to tell and we are to share about how good God is to us. And so tonight we're going to open up the lines. We'll have praise reports. We'll have testimonies. And we'll also take your prayer requests, because this is a ministry that believes in the power of prayer. Amen. So we have everyone, amen, we have everyone on live, hallelujah. So we would ask you to be mindful of what you're saying or the noise that's in your background, that you would be mindful of that, and that way you won't be interrupting or disturbing what God is doing with us on tonight. So to God be the glory. This is the Kingdom Call. I am Elder Jordan, and we are here every Wednesday night, and we are excited about it. God has given us a work to do, and we are on the wall, and we will not come down. Amen. So we will have God is doing some great things, and we'll talk about a little bit of what is coming up just around the corner. We want to give you an opportunity to be a part of that in a great way. Amen. And we will have Sister Monica to come forth a little later with the announcements. But we are excited about what God is doing. And so I just want the preacher say we'll take a pew check, hallelujah, and see how many on my row can say hallelujah and amen. Well, I'm going to take an air check and see how many is actually listening in, because, you know, I'm just one to like to hear you talk back to me. Can I get a hallelujah and a thank you, Jesus, on this wonderful Wednesday night?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's just a few people. It's a lot on. But see, we got to get bold for the Lord. Amen. We got to learn to be ready in season and out of season. It doesn't take much to say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to give you another chance to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sister, for being bold to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to tell God thank you tonight? Just blast it. Just blast it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, the glorious Tyra on the line tonight.
Hi, Sister Tyra. God bless you. Amen. Wonderful. It is good to hear your voice. That's Baltimore in the house. Amen. God bless you. How are things going? Do you have a testimony? Anything you want to share?
Yes, ma'am. I want to thank him for everything that he has been blessing me with. I'm walking from school right now to my truck. I just got out of class. So he blessed me to go back to school. He blessed me with all
Amen.
My financial needs. And
Amen.
I told you I'm trying to get my business up and running, so it'll be right.
Amen.
Yeah. My husband came back home.
Oh, wow. Praise. Come on now. I need some sound effects.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, praise. Now, that's awesome. Yes, I know you got a praise report. I know you couldn't wait to share the good news of what God has done for you. Well, to God be the glory. That is absolutely awesome, and that is absolutely what we want to hear, because the Bible says that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen? And we have been in agreement with your request and praying, and look what God has done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's faithful.
Hallelujah.
He's faithful.
Hallelujah.
He's faithful.
Yes, he
he's
is.
Faithful.
Yes.
And
he
answers our prayers. Hallelujah. And it doesn't take him a long time to do what he wants to do. He'll answer the sincere cry. So God bless you for amen.
Yes,
that's
amen.
Sister Tyra. God bless you. Amen.
Yes,
that is awesome.
Yes, praying for him. Now I'm just working on getting the strength and the ability to get this college down packed, because I ain't been to school in a long time.
Oh, that's okay. You'll do it. You'll get it. Amen. You just stay focused and stay connected. Amen. You will do well, and that will be, we'll continue to lift you up tonight, too, in prayer concerning your schooling. Amen.
Yes,
we are never too
ma'am.
Old, because we can do all things through Christ
who
strengthens
us.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is it. Yes, I'm so happy to hear that praise report.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Is there anyone?
I need to bless my husband with a job.
Okay, so he needs a job?
No, I say God is
your husband.
Bless him with a job now. Yes. So
he did
it yesterday.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
My God.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Is anybody else on the line excited other than me? That's a praise report. That is an awesome report. I know we're not in here on here by ourselves. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you. Thank you. Amen. This is our sister with a praise report. She is in school. Her husband is back home. Her husband has gotten a job. She's moving into working her own business. Amen. That's right. We've got to learn to rejoice with those who rejoice. Amen.
Yes.
And be
Amen.
Happy with those that God is blessing, because my blessing is right around the corner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My blessing
Hallelujah.
Is dangling. So when we hear the testimonies of others, and that's why we do this, so that people can be strengthened, people can be encouraged when they hear the blessings of others. Amen.
Amen.
When they hear the blessings of others, it encourages them that my God is no respecter of persons. And if he did it for this sister, he can do it for me too. So I'm going to hang on in here and fight the good fight of faith. So Sister Tara, thank you for fighting the good fight of faith. Now you keep listening, because we're going to be in Baltimore next week, and we're looking for you and your husband and the kids to come down to where we're going to be, so we can see you face-to-face. One more time.
North Avenue, right?
Amen. Huh?
North Avenue, right? I said it's going to be on North
Absolutely.
Avenue.
Absolutely.
Right? I'll be there.
Yep. Amen. Yes. We're going to look for you and the kids. It's going to be a day of fun. Fun, scholarship, and food. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, we like to eat.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a kingdom call because it is absolutely kingdom time. Can I get a witness? It is kingdom time.
Amen.
We are Hallelujah. I hear somebody in the house. Hallelujah. Well, we are excited to be on tonight. We are excited that you are with us tonight. Hallelujah. And as always, we ask you to take a moment and text your sister, your brother, your coworker, your in-laws, your outlaws, your haters. Text them all and let them know that Kingdom Call is on, and for them to dial in or to log on and get plugged in with us tonight. We are excited. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great and awesome things that he is doing. Is he doing anything good and great and awesome in your lives on tonight? Amen. Somebody needs to say something.
Amen. God is good. I'm still on the main of the living.
Amen. Talk to me then. Tonight is wonderful, awesome Wednesday night, and we are going to open up the lines to allow people to talk about and to share the goodness of the Lord. Amen. That we are to tell and we are to share about how good God is to us. And so tonight we're going to open up the lines. We'll have praise reports. We'll have testimonies. And we'll also take your prayer requests, because this is a ministry that believes in the power of prayer. Amen. So
amen.
We have everyone, amen, we have everyone on live, hallelujah. So we would ask you to be mindful of what you're saying or the noise that's in your background, that you would be mindful of that, and that way you won't be interrupting or disturbing what God is doing with us on tonight. So to God be the glory. This is the Kingdom Call. I am Elder Jordan, and we are here every Wednesday night, and we are excited about it. God has given us a work to do, and we are on the wall, and we will not come down. Amen. So we will have God is doing some great things, and we'll talk about a little bit of what is coming up just around the corner. We want to give you an opportunity to be a part of that in a great way. Amen. And we will have Sister Monica to come forth a little later with the announcements. But we are excited about what God is doing. And so I just want the preacher say we'll take a pew check, hallelujah, and see how many on my row can say hallelujah and amen. Well, I'm going to take an air check and see how many is actually listening in, because, you know, I'm just one to like to hear you talk back to me. Can I get a hallelujah and a thank you, Jesus, on this wonderful Wednesday night?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's just a few people. It's a lot on. But see, we got to get bold for the Lord. Amen. We got to learn to be ready in season and out of season. It doesn't take much to say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to give you
hallelujah.
Another chance to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sister, for being bold to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to tell God thank you tonight? Just blast it. Just blast it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Elder Gordon, it's Tyra on the line tonight.
Hi, Sister Tyra. God bless you. Amen. Wonderful. It is good to hear your voice. That's Baltimore's in the house. Amen. God bless you. How are things going? Do you have a testimony? Anything you want to share?
Yes, ma'am. I want to thank him for everything that he has been blessing me with. I'm walking from school right now to my truck. I just got out of class. So he blessed me to go back to school. He blessed me with all
Amen.
My family needs. And
amen.
I told you I'm trying to get my business up and running, so it'll be right.
Amen.
Yeah. My husband came back home.
Oh, wow. Praise. Come on now. I need some sound effects.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, praise. Now, that's awesome. Yes, I know you got a praise report. I know you couldn't wait to share the good news of what God has done for you. Well, to God be the glory. That is absolutely awesome, and that is absolutely what we want to hear, because the Bible says that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen? And we have been in agreement with your request and praying, and look what God has done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
He's faithful.
Hallelujah.
He's faithful.
Hallelujah. Yes,
He's faithful.
Yes, He is.
Answers our prayers. Hallelujah. And it doesn't take him a long time to do what he wants to do. He'll answer the sincere cry. So God bless you for amen.
Yes,
that's Sister Tyra. God bless you. Amen. That's awesome.
Yes, praying for him. I said, now I'm just working on getting the strength and the ability to get this college down pat, because I ain't been to school in a long time.
Oh, that's okay. You'll do it. You'll get it. Amen. You just stay focused and stay connected. Amen. You will do well, and that will be, we'll continue to lift you up tonight, too, in prayer concerning your schooling. Amen. We are never too old, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen.
Yes,
I'm so happy to hear that praise report. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Is there anyone?
I need to bless my husband with a job.
Okay, so he needs a job?
No, I say God doesn't bless him with a job now. Yes, so
he
started
did?
Work yesterday. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Is anybody else on the line excited other than me? That's a praise report. That is an awesome report. I know we're not in here on here by ourselves. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. This is our sister with a praise report. She is in school. Her husband is back home. Her husband has gotten a job. She's moving into working her own business. Amen. That's right. We've got to learn to rejoice with those who rejoice. Amen.
Yes, and be happy
with those that God is blessing, because my blessing is right around the corner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My blessing
Hallelujah.
Is dangling. So when we hear the testimonies of others, and that's why we do this, so that people can be strengthened, people can be encouraged when they hear the blessings of others. Amen.
Amen.
When they hear the blessings of others, it encourages them that my God is no respecter of persons. And if he did it for this sister, he can do it for me too. So I'm going to hang on in here and fight the good fight of faith. So Sister Tara, thank you for fighting the good fight of faith. Now you keep listening, because we're going to be in Baltimore next week, and we're looking for you and your husband and the kids to come down to where we're going to be, so we can see you face to face one more time.
North Avenue, right?
Amen. Huh?
North Avenue, right? I said it's going to be on North
Absolutely.
Avenue.
Absolutely.
I'll be there.
Yep. Amen. Yes. We're going to look for you and the kids. It's going to be a day of fun. Fun, fellowship, and food. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, we like to eat too. Amen. It's September the 12th. September the 12th, and from 1 to 4, September the 12th, and we'll have the details of that because we'll actually be there starting the 9th of September. But the block explosion will be that Saturday, and our announcer, she'll come on a little bit later on and share those announcements. So thank you so much for sharing that awesome, awesome praise report.
Thank you so much for giving me the strength and the ability I need when I sing you. You always praise
me. Amen.
Always, yes.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. That's why we're here, to be helpers of one another. Amen. And so I just thank God for your testimony, your praise report. That is awesome, because the enemy was trying to tear that family up. And I just want to share, we were praying for another couple, and the enemy was trying to destroy that marriage. But we got the praise report on Sunday that he has come back home to. So God is in the restoration business. He restores, everything that the locust and the cankerworm and the pommelworm is trying to take. God will restore. So that's a kingdom shout for restoration of marriages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Marriages are ordained by God, and anything that God ordains, the enemy tries to destroy. Amen. And so when we can build a hedge, when we can bring the family, when we can bring husband and wives, when we can bring mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, when we can bring that bridge back together, amen, God be glorified. So to God be the glory. I'm excited about that testimony. I just need to let you know that. Thank you so much for sharing. I am excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is. Amen. Anyone else? Sister Tara has come forth with her awesome praise report. Somebody else needs to say something about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Anyone else? Everybody don't have to speak at one time. Just one person at a time. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody just go ahead.
Giving our honor to God and Elder Jordan and all the other women and men, great men of God. This Sister Willie.
Amen. God bless you, sister.
And I just want to say how God will keep, you know, how God will watch over you when you, even when you're in your house. And see, I stay in apartments and you know, I stay in apartments, and you know, stuff always happening around here and stuff, but God will keep you. And, you know, send people, have people in the right place at the right time. You know.
Yes, he will.
To watch over you.
Amen.
Yeah, because, you know, it was some men hanging around. I stayed at the end of the apartment. There was some men hanging around my apartment and stuff, but one of my neighbors seen it. And I said, why you didn't call me? She said, girl, I called the police. And I said, well, praise God, because I guess that's who she needed to call. She said, you should have seen them getting out from over there by your window. And I said, it's good.
Wow.
You know, God watch over his children. When you least expect it, you know, we praying because, you know, it ain't safe in your own house these days.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But God watch over
that's
his
right.
kids. His children, I'm sorry. He watch
Amen.
Over his children. When you least
yes,
expect it, I'm here asleep, don't know what's going on. I could have been up, but I didn't know what's going on. God got somebody, you
now.
Know, got his angels around there. And I just want to give praise and glory to God for that, you know.
Amen. That's right. And the thing is that, Sister Willie, bless you for even sharing that testimony, because we take certain things for granted. But we don't even need to take anything for granted. You know, God brings protection. He is our protector. And while we think the house alarm system protects us, and while we think that handgun will protect us, and while we even think our big, fine muscle, biceps, and triceps will protect us, but the real deal is that God is our protector. Amen. And
amen,
we need to
amen.
Acknowledge him and thank him for being
yes.
our protector, because things is happening today like crazy. So much
that's
stuff going on. Amen. And so we need to recognize and acknowledge the one who keeps us. Come on. The one who protects us. The one who guides us. The one who comforts us. So to God be the glory. I was talking to one of my spiritual daughters, and she was telling me about someone had was trying to come into their apartment window. Didn't come in. So thank God for being our protector. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Yes. It's crazy people around here. Everybody not safe. We're still in this sinful world. And people
yes.
are doing, you know, evil and mean and, you know, things that
yes,
Satan, we
have Satan, he
to
on
know.
His job. Satan on his job on double time.
Satan
trying to get people to go
job.
With him.
And that's it. That's it. The greater is he that's within us, and we have the power. We
mm-hmm.
have the power and the authority to command some things. And we can
that's
command
true.
The enemy to go in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we can
in the
release
name of Jesus.
The warring angels. And we can release the angels to stand guard. Hallelujah. And so we
yes.
put our angels on assignment. Yes, Lord. We put our angels on assignment. So to God be the glory. Well, thank God that your report ended well. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. God is good.
You were protected. He's real good. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone else? Give it God a praise report. Hallelujah.
Good evening,
everybody.
Everyone.
Don't have to... Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes.
Good evening, Admiral Jordan. This is Minister Patrick. I'll be on here sometimes just quiet, but I'm on here. But you know,
amen.
I give God all the praise and glory because he is worthy.
Amen.
And my mother, she's young 88 years old. And
amen.
Her help, she's things going on with her. She had took her to the doctor to do a mammogram a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't come back. It had a little abnormal in it. And I could kind of put it on her face because she's God is good. She's a breast cancer survivor for over 20 years. God is good. That's that good to her. She didn't have no radiation
yeah.
or nothing. You know, I thank God. And then when I took her to do a mammogram, because she hadn't had now, you know, in many years, because they were saying that at her age, she, you know, she didn't need now. But when I took her on the other week, when they did the mammogram and stuff, it was showing, you know, it was a nodule there. You know, I didn't want to tell her, because I didn't want her to get upset. And then you know, I said, well, Lord, you know, I know that you can do exceedingly abundantly. Anything God can ask of you.
Amen.
So they sent me a letter to take her back on today. And so I prayed up before I got there. I said, Lord,
amen.
You know, whatever it is, whatever the devil's trying to do. I said, I asked if she would bow down to Satan and turn this situation around.
Come on now.
He will not get
yes,
the
Lord.
Glory out of it. You get all the glory. I said, because you are
yes,
the killer. And I went in there,
yes.
and I wasn't married. I said, because God, you know, the devil he'll try to put that fear in you. And I got thinking,
yes.
devil, you can't, I was sitting there, devil, you can't do this. I said, because I serve an awesome God. I said, you're no match for the master. I said, and that doubt if you kind of make me do, I said, you might as well get up out of here, get out of my mind, gaffing around me. I said, because you will not put fear in me. I said, because the
Lord,
whatever he says is going to come forth. I said, and then I want to let you know, just in case that he don't allow it, just in case he don't do it, it ain't because he can't. We can't stay in the same room. We can't stay in the same hall. I said, because see, you trying to stir some trouble. I said, but I got to call the name of Jesus. I said, I got to use that name. I said, I got to call him to use that name. I said, because when he shed his blood, he got nailed to the cross. He went to the grave. I said, when he got up, his father gave him all authority. I said, then he gave me a right to have fellowship with the Father. I said, I got to say thank you. I said, you gave him no matter what it looks like. It don't matter to me what it looks like. I said, but I know God, he's a healer. And he got a cure. So I asked God, I was going to keep my mother in prayer. You know, she's a strong woman. She said, you know what? She said, I know. She said, you know, when they wanted to call me back, she said, I figured something was going on. She said, but I ain't scared. I said, baby, I said, you are a daughter of the Most High God. I said, you are the heir to the throne, to his kingdom. I said, you're heir to it. I said, you got a seat in the kingdom.
Yeah.
I said, why would you? I said, when you go to work. I said, you see, the devil said that he got a control, he got authority over you. I said, but don't you worry. I said, because somebody got your back. I said, can't nobody else have it like him. So I said, y'all to keep lifting my mom up, Sister Rose, and how that all is well. I trust the God.
All is well. Amen.
I all about it. So I said, y'all to keep my mother in prayer. Her singing is everywhere. Not only just Rosie Hall.
Okay. Amen.
So that's my prayer for that. You know, just know that God is God is just able. He can do everything. He can do everything himself.
Yes, he can.
And he won't fail.
Yes, he can. That's
God.
He cannot fail.
Yeah.
He
so that's my prayer.
Fail.
I just had to shout it out to know God is able. Yes,
amen.
He is.
And that's what we have to do sometimes. Sometimes we just have to, you know, we get victory in speaking what the Word of God says over our situation. Amen.
Yes.
We see
amen.
What's going on and we know what's going on, but when we can speak to what's going on, we gain another degree of God's power to walk in. So, yeah, every time we have an opportunity, we need to share, hallelujah, the goodness of the Lord. If nothing else, I thank God for waking me up this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody got something going on in your background. Mute your phone, please. If nothing else, I thank God for waking me up. I thank God for allowing me to go to a job and to come back safely. I don't know if y'all heard the report, and maybe you didn't, because this was from one of our sisters on the connected to the ministry, and she's out of New York. There was a family, not a family, but there were four boys leaving school or going to school. And they left home, but they did not make it back home because they were in an auto accident. And it was four of them in the car, and all four of them died. Now, that mother, that father, and even them did not have any inkling of an idea that when they departed and said goodbyes that morning, that was the last goodbye that they would have heard from their children.
Yes,
and
Lord.
So today I thank God that my household is well. Amen.
Yes,
I thank God.
Yes,
that
amen.
I'm able
hallelujah.
To leave
thank you, Lord God. Thank
and
you.
Go everywhere that I needed to go and get back home safely. And that they were able to do what they needed to do and get home safely. Do you know that somebody left home today and didn't make it back home?
Mm-hmm.
See,
so
we have things to be thankful for that we don't even think about. Because we think, because we get in our cars and we go where we need to go, that it is us taking us where we need to go. It's God's protection. The sister was giving God thanks for being a protector. Amen. And we need a protector. We need a protector. We have all of the gangs and this road rage and gang banging and hate crime. Come on now. We have so much going on in the world that we live. If nothing else, God, I give you praise for being my keeper, my protector. Amen.
Yes,
I give you praise. And so we don't give enough opportunities for us out of our own mouth, from our own lips, out of our own belly to give God praise, to acknowledge him for ourselves. We'll listen to everybody else's, but he's done the same or more for you. So we have to learn to give God praise and to thank him, a personal thanks. This is my personal thanks. You can't thank God for me, and I can't thank God for you. You know, we have to give him thanks personally ourselves. And so that's why I wanted to open up and take this time to allow those that's on tonight come forth and just say thank you, God, for something. And we're going to pray. We got an intercessor that is ready to intercede. After we do that, we'll have our announcements, because we, like I said, we have some awesome things that God is doing. But like I said, we want to give this time for us to give God praise on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else want to tell God thank you or share a praise report or just witness of the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. We have time. We have time. We're waiting on you. Don't let the rocks cry out.
I thank God on tonight.
Amen.
I thank God that I'm through it all. Everything that I'm going through, everything that I've been through, I am a winner. Amen. Because I already know that it is fixed fight. And because that he said in his word that he will fight our battles for us. And so I give God the praise even now for what he's doing and what he's done and what he's doing to do it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And see, things doesn't have to be going well for you all the time to give God praise. He said to praise me in season. That's when things are going good. And out of season, when things are not going so well, because you know who holds your today and your tomorrow. Hallelujah. And so in all things, we give him praise. Amen. In all things, we give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody was offered a job today. Somebody was extended a promotion today. You know, somebody was extended mercy. Amen. When it was time for you to leave your job, God said no and would allow him to dismiss you from that job.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We serve an awesome and a mighty God. Somebody is mighty busy. Anybody else? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and open up for any prayer requests. We have Minister Patsy's prayer request for her mother, Rosie Hall. Do we have any other prayer requests?
Sister Willie.
Amen.
I want you to pray for my sister and my brother. I want you to pray for all of us because we're in a disagreement about a house my mom left us when she passed.
Okay.
And it's not nothing nice.
Oh.
We trying to make it nice, but it's just we still talking and everything, but it just need to just peace need to be in it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. We got you down. Disagreement in the family.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Prayer request. Let us join our faith, come in agreement with what you believe in God for.
Amen.
We serve a God who hears and answers prayer. He may not come when you want him, but he is always on time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And
that is
another one to my prayer request that joined. One of my girlfriends, her sister, her name is Donna Bonge. She has liver cancer.
Oh.
And her sister, fingers is all over. And I've been praying for her, but,
Jesus.
The word of God says, the reverend prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's what we are. I mean, intercessors
Amen.
In prayer when we come to God.
Amen.
It's always our people, but it's always somebody else that needs prayer. And when you're dealing with that sickness, and it's plaguing our land. And so just keep the prayer of her, Donna Barnes, that she, God will heal her. And if that's in case
Della,
you don't, then,
Donna.
Uh-huh, Donna Vaughn. She's
Vaughn.
Oh, she's
okay.
And she's not doing too well. She, she don't. If we're not tied up
Amen.
And tangled up in the word of God, we just don't know somehow when things come to us, we don't know how to accept it. And she kind of going through, a depression stage as far as that.
Yes.
We want to thank you for listening to another episode of Free on the Inside Ministry. That was a kingdom call from Evangelist Linda Jordan. Please log on to our archives and hear more of that great ministry, Kingdom Call by Linda Jordan. That archives is on Blog Talk Radio, Free on the Inside Ministry. We're going to conclude our weekly broadcast, and we thank you for coming on board. Looking forward to having you to tune in again next week to see what God is up to. Remember, stay safe, stay sheltered in, but in the presence of the Lord, okay? Amen. Looking forward to having you to be on the line next week, and we'll open up the phone lines, and we'll just invite some guests in, and we'll just go from there. Great Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for another day. Dear Lord, we thank you for the guests that came on in the past, dear Lord, how we have an archive, dear Lord, that reached the very souls of men and women, dear Lord, through your word. And your word is alive. Your word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Dear Lord, let us be mindful that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Let us be mindful that you ever present. Dear Lord, let us be mindful, dear Lord, that you are sitting on the throne forever and ever and ever. Dear Lord, as we go through our day, let us be mindful that you're in charge, that you go out before us, that you put a hedge of protection around us. Yes, we have on the facial shield. Yes, we have on the gloves and the hand sanitizer. But you are our covering, dear Lord. You are our buckle. You are our shield. You are all in all. Let us always have our trust and our faith in you. And we always will give you the praise and the glory. We ask you to watch over our families, our extended family, our friends, and our loved ones, dear Lord. We ask you to keep us, dear Lord, in perfect peace, dear Lord, until this calamity and this storm passes us, and give us a testimony. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You're listening to another episode of Free on the Inside Ministry. Looking forward to you joining us next week. Same time, same place. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.